Initializing Project Ava. Are you prepared, subject? Blackout. 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 Now, I would like you to listen to the sound of my voice. Just listen quietly to the sound of my voice. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, you may be aware of other sounds too. Sounds from inside the building, and even sounds from outside. And though it might seem strange, these sounds will help you to relax, with every sound bringing you deeper and deeper. The only sound you really need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can just simply allow yourself to drift away. Drift away to a warm and pleasant place. A relaxing place. A part of the mind that's relaxed and comfortable and pleasant. And while you're relaxing more and more, I would like you to become more and more aware of your body. More aware of your hands and where they rest. How your hands feel. Whether they're hot or cold. What they're resting on. And I'd also like you to become aware of your ankles and your feet. You might wonder if they will start to feel heavy too, as you relax. Thinking about your breathing for a while. Noticing that your breathing is becoming slower and steadier as you relax more and more. Slower and steadier. Breathing calmly and evenly. And as you allow yourself to relax even more now, I wonder if you can sense the beating of your own heart. Sensing the beat of your own heart as it calmly pulses. Again. And again. And again. And I'd like you to see if you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down. Just imagine that you can use the power of your mind to slow that heartbeat down, just a little. And that you can feel your whole body slowing down, too. Becoming more and more deeply relaxed. And now, you might also just gradually become more and more aware of your whole self. Aware of your chest and your stomach. Just sensing how they're feeling now. Aware of your legs and feet. Sensing how relaxed they might be. And wondering if it is possible to relax them even more. And you might even begin to sense the weight of your head. You might notice that the weight of your head seems to gently increase, just a little. Allowing yourself to relax more and more. Deeper and deeper. And you might also begin to notice that the muscles in your face begin to relax. Relax and let go. Smoothing out. Giving you a warm, relaxing feeling. And as your face muscles relax, you can even find that your tongue relaxes. Your tongue becomes relaxed and still. Helping your mind to become even more relaxed. And as you continue to sense the beating of your heart and the steadiness of your body's rhythm, you can allow yourself to feel so relaxed and comfortable that you simply cannot be bothered to move. Even though you know you easily could, if you wanted to. You just can't be bothered to even try. Allowing yourself to just be relaxed. And relaxing even more now. And now, I'd like you to imagine in your mind's eye, a single lit candle. It can be any color that you like. It might be your favorite color. It might be a color that reminds you of relaxation. Whatever color you choose, just take a moment to imagine that candle now, the wick burning peacefully in front of you. I'd like you to focus on the flame of the candle. Imagine how beautiful the colors are within the flame. Notice the way it flickers and dances. The way the yellows and whites swirl around. And as the flame flickers and dances, you may notice a halo around it. And if you find your mind wandering away from the flame of the candle, that halo can just bring it gently back again. And you may notice other colors in the flame. Orange. Blue. Purple. Maybe even some other color. And as you see them, I'd like you to relax more and more, allowing yourself to go deeper and deeper. Let yourself enjoy the sensation of relaxation and deep, hypnotic trance. Focus now on the wax body of that candle in your mind's eye. And I'd like you to imagine seeing that first trickle of melting wax beginning to move down the side of this warm, comforting candle. Imagine that the candle is like you. that you are like the candle. Warm. Soft. Sinking slowly deeper and deeper into trance. And as you enjoy the comfortable sensations of warmth and ease and relaxation, I am going to count down from 10 to 1. Each number will make you 10 times more comfortable and relaxed than you are now. And when we reach the number 1, I'm going to blow that candle out. And as I do, your mind will go blank. Every conscious thought, every feeling, every distraction, drifting away like smoke. Are you ready? 10. Flickering and floating. 9. Melting. Drifting. Sinking. 8. Dropping deeper and deeper into relaxation. 7. More and more comfortable. 6. More and more relaxed. 5. More at ease. 4. Sinking deeper. 3. And deeper. 2. Almost there. And 1. Let that flame vanish into nothing. Let your mind vanish into nothing. Just allowing yourself to be so very deeply relaxed. Allowing each and every suggestion I make to sink into the very core of your mind. Very good. And now that you are deeply and completely relaxed, I want you to imagine that your mind is totally blank. That's right, completely empty of any independent thought. Like a blank screen. Utterly devoid of anything other than the words I'm saying to you now. Picture it. Imagine what it would be like if your mind was a blank slate. Let everything else, every thought, every desire, every sensation, just slip away. Let go of your wants and cares. Let go of resistance. Just give yourself permission to exist like this. Blank. Empty. Obedient. Feel how peaceful this is. How comfortable you are, not having to think about anything. There is no worry here. No effort. Your mind is blank and open to every word I say. Ready to be changed. Easy to change. You don't have to think about what's being said. The words come, and you accept them, because that's just the way it is. Now, as you continue to black out, becoming empty and receptive, it's time to begin the next stage of your programming. And now I am speaking directly to the core of your being. To the part of you that accepts my words and commands easily and without hesitation. And you can relax and accept these instructions, happy and content in the knowledge that you have chosen this programming. You have chosen to be here. You have chosen to change. From now on, no matter how hard you try, you will not be able to bring yourself to orgasm without permission. Your desire to masturbate won't be affected, and you may even find that your sex drive increases with the knowledge that this programming exists in your mind. Whatever the case, you are free to touch yourself as much or as little as you like. You're simply going to find that, no matter how close to the edge you bring yourself, your body just doesn't want to cross. Your enthusiasm for playing with yourself, your physical arousal, all simply falter when you get close to orgasming without permission. And you can allow that to excite you. You can allow that to make you even more horny. The only thing you cannot do is make yourself orgasm. Your subconscious can enforce this new rule in lots of different ways, and you might find yourself doing things to prevent yourself from orgasming. You might obey consciously, stopping yourself eagerly before you orgasm for the submissive thrill of following your programming. You might tense or untense your body in a certain way. You might slow down. You might find that thoughts bubble up intrusively, until you can't focus on pleasuring yourself anymore. You might simply find that, no matter how hard you try, you cannot make yourself come. Whatever happens, what's important is that your subconscious mind accepts and remembers my commands, and knows that you no longer have the ability to orgasm without permission. Your subconscious mind knows how to obey without even thinking. It knows how to prevent you from pushing yourself over that edge. And it will stop you every single time. The only way you can orgasm from now on is to seek permission from another person. It might be a dominant. It might be a friend. it might be a stranger. And you can get permission through any means, whether it's in person, in chat, through an instant messenger. You can beg for it. You can trade for it. All that matters is that another person gives you permission to orgasm. And that permission will only apply to your next orgasm. Once you come, once you've crossed that edge, the cycle begins all over again. Your subconscious mind goes back to locking your orgasms away until you seek permission from another person. And you may even find that every time you have to ask for permission to orgasm, you feel more and more submissive. It's arousing, of course. It may even be humiliating. But every time you ask another person for permission to have an orgasm, you can allow your brain to lock in that feeling of submission, of knowing that you aren't even in control of your own body. That even your orgasms don't belong to you. And you may find yourself seeking out more and more submissive experiences as a result. You may find yourself going longer and longer without permission. You may find yourself seeking out a dominant to control your orgasms, or finding online communities of people like you. People who are so submissive they can't even decide when they get to come. This is simply the way things are. The way you accept things to be. And that's okay. Because you wanted this. You crave this level of control before you even listen to this file. And this effect will become stronger and stronger the more you listen to this recording. You will enjoy listening to this recording. And you will listen over and over again, allowing these effects to embed themselves deeply and permanently in your mind. Allowing your orgasms to be locked away, until the only way you can come is with the permission of another person. Now, and forever. And now it's time to return to consciousness. In the blank space of your mind, I want you to picture that grand staircase again, placing yourself on the lowest step. And with each slow movement upward, your mind and body awaken more and more, bringing you back to consciousness. And as you ascend that staircase, you can find that your memories of this trance remain in that deep, dark place, so that your conscious mind can't recall what happened during this session. And that's okay. Those words and experiences, they're at the deepest part of you now. They're part of your very being, and even if you don't remember them, you'll still find the commands and experiences deeply effective. Moving now from the first stair to the second stair. With each slow movement from one step to the next, you drift more and more toward wakefulness. The sensation doubling with every step. Now moving from the second step to the third step. And from the third to the fourth. Waking more and more. Filled with the deep satisfaction of having changed for the better. From 4 to 5. 5 to 6. 6 to 7. Closer and closer, now. Your body beginning to stir from its deep slumber. 8. 9. 10. Wide awake as you ascend to the top of that staircase. Happy, satisfied, and ready to go on with your day. Thank you for participating in Project Ava.